The Department of Fish and Game has announced they will close down their field office in the village of Emonic. Personnel there say they no longer feel safe. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Each summer, the Department of Fish and Game opens their office in Emonic. It's at the mouth of the Yukon River. The office is a crucial part of the management strategy. It provides a point of contact for people in the lower river. It's also a strategic place to detect the first pulse of salmon runs.
The manager is here and doing a lot of the management work from this office, too.
That's Jeff Estenson, and he runs the Emonic office during the fall chum management season. Estenson says the situation right now has become untenable.
We have a group of youth in the community here in Emonic that have targeted the fish and game offices, and along with other different entities in the community as well. But they have been targeting the fish and game offices with both harassment and vandalism.
Estenson declined to give specific details about the recent incidents, saying it would make it more difficult to resolve the situation with the community. He did say that the harassment is nothing new, but it has escalated this season.
And as a result, Fish and Game here in Emonic has decided that we will close our Emonic field office Friday. And essentially, this is basically out of concerns for our staff's safety and well-being.
Estenson says some of the staff will be moved back to the main office in Fairbanks. Others like him and those running the test net will stay and continue to manage the fishery without an open location. He says it may be a bit of a challenge for the staff, but he says it's the public that will be most affected.
What's being lost is actually being able to be open for the public to come in and be able to take care of as permitting issues and things of that nature.
Estenson says that the office has contacted law enforcement about the issue. The move is not unlike a decision by health aides in the neighboring village of Nunamiqua. Last year, aides working at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation clinic there resigned their positions, citing threats of violence and harassment. They reopened the office months later after measures were taken by the tribe, the city, and law enforcement to make it safer for them. Estenson hopes that, similarly, Fish and Game can return to the Emonic office next season.
We want to work very hard with everyone to make sure that happens. We've been here for quite a while in Emonic. We've certainly enjoyed our time here. We've developed very strong, professional relationships with the community, the infrastructure here, and also personal relationships.
The department says fishers can still get updates about commercial and subsistence openings on the Yukon River hotline, and the test fishery staff will continue to announce those openings over VHF radio. I'm Shane Iverson.